Hello and welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. And let's recap Iowa State at Oklahoma State in men's basketball and Kansas at Iowa State in women's basketball last night. I mean, last night was one good night. Well, maybe not a good night, but an amazing night. Iowa State women's basketball was amazing last night, and Iowa State men's basketball was pretty good too. Iowa State women's basketball, Kansas 62, Iowa State 77. Iowa State men's basketball, Iowa State 84, Oklahoma State 81 in overtime. I think Iowa State has finally found their groove. Well, let's talk about Kansas at Iowa State. I think our shooting looked pretty good last night. Our three-point shooting was pretty amazing, too. I mean, we looked good last night. Good when our backs were against the wall. It's always fun when we look good from the jump after getting blown out two games in a row, too. We had 4 of our 10 players in double digits last night. Pretty nice. While McGraw started, she played 11 minutes. She shot one shot and didn't make it, meaning she didn't put up a single point. She is one heck of a player to shoot one shot in 11 minutes. At least the Jones sisters were able to show up. 12 of 23 combined from the field and 7 of 15 from downtown. Those two lit the show up by putting 37 of our 77 points up last night. Ashley played all 40 minutes. And she is one good player. A dang good one, in fact. She's a grinder, putting up a double-double with a stat line of 21 points, 11 rebounds, and an assist. Aubrey Jones shot 5 for 9 from the field and 4 of 7 from downtown. Aubrey put up a stat line of 16 points, 6 rebounds, and no assists in 28 minutes. As a team, we shot 25 of 58 from the field and 19 of 29 from downtown. Also went 16 of 20 from the line. You know who else played all 40 minutes? Emily Ryan. Ryan went 4 for 7 from the field and 2 of 4 from downtown. Emily put up a stat line of 14 points, 4 rebounds, and 9 assists. Our final player mention is Lexi Donarski. Donarski played 36 minutes and went a decent 5 for 14 from the field. Also went 2 of 8 from downtown. Donarski put up a stat line of 14 points, 0 rebounds, and 4 assists. Also, Kansas didn't shoot the ball too well, shooting only 26 of 61 from the field, 8 for 26 from downtown, and 2 of 4 from the line. You know why Kansas only shot 4 shots from the line last night? Because Iowa State is a very disciplined team. Iowa State continues to lead the Big 12 with a Big 12 record of 6-2, and a 17-3 record overall, tied with Oklahoma, as Kansas is only a half game behind Iowa State and Oklahoma, with a conference record of 5-2 and 15-3 overall. Iowa State defeats Kansas 62-77. Next up, Iowa State travels to Texas Tech on Saturday. We will preview Iowa State at Texas Tech tomorrow. However, for Iowa State at Oklahoma State, that was one of the most amazing and important games of the season. That was the gutsiest game of the season. Our first overtime game of the season was a dang amazing one. We had to fight for this game despite shooting amazing, other than our free throws, but it's fine since it happened on the road, tough game in the toughest conference. We went 8 for 16 from the line, and to be fair though, we showed something good to the Big 12. We can win big, important games on the road in the toughest conference, even on a losing streak. You know, Brockington lit the fire up last night. He put up a statement for the Big 12. He's a Penn State transfer who last night went 11 for 20 from the field and 3 of 4 from downtown. Four of our nine guys put up double digits last night, and we finally shot well last night. We needed a game like this forever, and it looked real good. We needed to show this to our conference that we can play well. And we did. We went 32 of 60 from the field, 12 of 28 from downtown, as Brockington put up a stat line of 26 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist in an amazing 41-minute game because, as I mentioned earlier, the game went to overtime. And what about freaking Tyrese Hunter? He showed he's a clutch player last night, although being a freshman. Playing 35 minutes, he put up a stat line of 18 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. He went 6 of 13 from the field and 3 of 8 from downtown. And also, he made a really nice layup, got fouled on the way up for the 3-point play in overtime. That quite shifted the momentum, but Brockington shooting threes last night looked pretty good too. That our final player mention is Caleb Grill. Grill only shot threes last night and went 5 of 7 from downtown, meaning he put up 15 points. Caleb quite literally lit up the Grill last night, despite losing the rebound battle 29 to 33. We put up a fight to the end and took a gutsy win on the road against a tough team in the toughest conference, especially within a really tough slump with back-to-back losses at Texas Tech and against TCU. We thought the schedule got easier when we played TCU, but it doesn't work like that. Not in the Big 12 conference. Like, there is no clear best and worst team in the Big 12. Oklahoma State's record means nothing because at the end of the day, they are a really good team who puts up fights against really good teams. I mean, Iowa State was a really good defensive team, if not a very good offensive team, but at the end of 40 minutes, the game wasn't over as it was tied at 70. You know why it went to overtime? Because our clutch player, Isaiah Brockington, made a really clutch play. I mean, there's no better way to end regulation now, is there? This is one heck of a conference. It's also one heck of a confidence booster. Iowa State found their rhythm in both men's and women's basketball last night. Iowa State finally shot the ball well for the first time in forever. I mean, 53.3% from the field and 42.9% from downtown. The only problems last night were grabbing only 29 rebounds. But Oklahoma State has a really deep, really tall roster, so I can't be all too mad about that. The other problem were Iowa State's 23 fouls, as Oklahoma State shot 22 of 29 from the line. Iowa State is a very smart team despite the 23 fouls, but just a little bit over-aggressive. 11 out of 13 of the free throws for Oklahoma State were from Avery Anderson. Next up for Iowa State men's basketball will be Missouri on Saturday for our final game of January. Missouri is also a decent team who we will preview tomorrow. Well, Missouri isn't too good, but however, they put up fights against really good teams, including Alabama. Iowa State is now seventh in the conference with a 3-5 conference record and a 15-5 record overall after beating Oklahoma State 84-81 in overtime. There are five teams with the 3-5 conference record, which are Oklahoma, Iowa State, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State. Tomorrow, Iowa State has two events: Iowa State gymnastics versus West Virginia, and Iowa State wrestling at number 21 Oklahoma. Therefore, tomorrow's episode will be about previewing Iowa State women's basketball at Kansas, Iowa State men's basketball versus Missouri, Iowa State gymnastics versus West Virginia, Iowa State wrestling versus number 21 Oklahoma. Make sure to go check out the socials. The TikTok is CycloneSports.commentary, and the Instagram is the same thing as the TikTok. I will put the username in the podcast description. Anyways, that is it for today's episode of Cycling Sports Review. I am your host, Kevin McNeil, signing off. Thank you.